Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
The marriage of chemoimmunotherapy in hematological malignancies by Dr. Jasmine Ramaya. This episode is brought to you by Nestle Health Science to promote nutritional awareness and education throughout your cancer journey. To support you along every step of your nutritional cancer journey, visit mycancermynutrition.co.za. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Nestle Health Science. The evolution of chemotherapy over the last few years has been striking, now involving immunotherapy, which harnesses the immune system. Marrying chemoimmunotherapy holds promise for improved efficacy and better long-term outcomes, especially for hematological malignancies. Although palatable and promising, balancing toxicities, timing, patient selection, and understanding the delicate biology between resistance and synergy becomes intricate. The foundation of the treatment of hematological malignancies remains chemotherapy, often referred to as the backbone of care used in phases, namely induction, consolidation, or maintenance phases. Immunotherapy in hematological malignancies covers a range of modalities and targets an array of immune-related cells and antigens, such as monoclonal antibodies, immune checkpoint inhibitors, bispecific T or NK cell engagers, adoptive cellular therapies, and donor lymphocyte infusions. Their target and utility are different in each hematological malignancy. Why marry the two modalities, since each one has been shown to be efficacious singly? The concept of synergy involves, for example, exposing targetable antigens on the tumor cell, which immune therapies may respond more efficaciously towards, or reduce the immunosuppressive microenvironment, lowering immunological barriers. Reducing measurable residual disease, or MRD, through complementing chemoimmunotherapy deepens the response and may be especially relevant post-hematopoietic stem cell transplant with, for example, a donor lymphocyte infusion. Overcoming resistance can be achieved by marrying the two approaches to target different aspects of the tumor cell, enhancing immune recognition and overcoming chemotherapy-induced resistance. The consensus recommendations from the Society for Immunotherapy of Cancer, SITC, stress that immunotherapies have become integral in multiple myeloma, lymphoma, and acute leukemia. For example, the anti-CD20 target therapy rituximab has deepened remission and improved outcomes in mature B-cell lymphomas. Furthermore, novel revolutionary cellular immunotherapy such as CAR-T cell therapy has produced remarkable remissions in relapsed or refractory acute B-cell lymphoma and other aggressive mature B-cell lymphomas after failing prior lines of chemotherapy. Another cellular immunotherapy is immune checkpoint inhibitors, which have been promising in Hodgkin lymphoma and in some other aggressive lymphomas in combination with chemotherapy. The most serious and recognized complication is toxicity-related complications. Chemotherapy is toxic as an entity. Immunotherapy carries its own specific risks, like cytokine release syndrome, CRS, immune-related adverse events, and graft versus host disease in donor settings. The combination can amplify risk. This, however, can be attenuated by meticulous dosing, consideration of patient comorbidities, and prophylactic protocols instituted to recognize potential complications. When to give immunotherapy relative to chemotherapy matters. Immunotherapy given too early might be less effective. However, delaying the administration may result in poor efficacy. The hematological malignancy compound with chemotherapy results in immunosuppression, and conversely, immunotherapy requires a functioning immune milieu. Balancing immunosuppression, the risk of infection and poor immune recovery, with the necessity to administer potentially immunosuppressive therapy is a delicate process. Cellular immunotherapies, CAR-T, are expensive, complex to manufacture, and require infrastructure such as high-care facility and high-care nursing. This limits administration within our local setting. Tumors may downregulate target antigens, mutate, or employ immune checkpoint pathways to escape immunotherapy. Combination strategies must anticipate escape mechanisms and neoantigen presentation. The future lies in safely administering immunotherapy, employing the correct timing. Identifying biomarkers from which patients may benefit, thoughtful combinations of chemo-immunotherapy, optimizing toxicity management may ensure safety and efficacy simultaneously. The novel cellular therapies are regarded as off-the-shelf and are manufactured, for example, CAR-T or CAR-NK. The allogeneic CAR allows for accessibility and a reduction in financial toxicity. In conclusion, the synergy of chemotherapy and immunotherapy in hematological malignancies represent one of the most dynamic frontiers in oncology. When effectively combined, these treatments can produce deeper remissions, reduced relapses, and potentially cure in settings that were once considered refractory. The path is complex and intricate. However, it can be navigated with careful attention to patient selection, timing, toxicity, resistance mechanisms, and access. As research continues to illuminate the biology of immune-tumor interactions and the microenvironment, and as novel immunotherapies mature, the marriage of chemo-immunotherapy is likely to become less of an experimental arrangement and more of a standard paradigm and standard of care in treating hematological malignancies.